Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I'm delighted to guide you in meditation today. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes, and we're going to start now. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor, with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair. And if you're in a chair, which is fine, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And as you get settled, I want to remind you and myself and planet Earth, while we're at it, that the point, if there is a point, of spiritual practice, of meditation practice, certainly, is not to accomplish anything, not to get anywhere, not to improve anything. It's not even to be good at meditation, because if you were good at following your breath, so what? The point, if there is one, is to soften to yourself, period. And I can tell you from personal experience and observation and study that the rest seems to take care of itself. So as we begin our practice today, I want to ask you to soften toward yourself. And that is not a simple request, because when you hear that, I should be nicer to myself, or appreciate myself, or like myself even, immediately what rushes into the void is all the reasons why you shouldn't like yourself. And you would like yourself if this happened, or you look that way, or you accomplish that, or who do you think you are to like yourself, and all sorts of things that are truly, truly harmful. And I'm not saying these things because I don't know what that means. I know how harmful it is, and I know what it is to be like that, because I am like that. So Buddhism has very particular ways of melting that lack of self-regard, and we're going to just touch very, very, very briefly as we start our practice today on what that means. Think of yourself, just the you that you see in the mirror. And in whatever way you can, just imagine that you want that person to be happy. I hope I can be happy, is all you have to say to yourself. I hope I can be happy. And all sorts of things might arise. Well, you don't deserve it, or you do, everyone else is mean, and that's fine, no problem. Just see what happens when you wish that for yourself. I wish happiness for myself. And now look at yourself as the world's most beloved creature, because there are parts of yourself that you do love and parts of yourself that you know are lovable, and you have been looked at through the eyes of love, whether it's from a partner, a friend, or even a pet. And look at yourself through those eyes. You don't have to have any reason other than that. You don't have to have any reason other than the fact that you are you. And think of yourself as this greatly loved person in some ways, because there's some parts of yourself that you do love. And wish for that person, the beloved you, happiness. I hope she will be happy too, or he. And then imagine that there's parts of you that are just completely a mystery to you. There are parts of you that are a stranger unto yourself, parts of yourself you can't see and you don't know. But you don't have to see or know that you to wish happiness also for that part of yourself, for the parts of me that I don't know. I hope she will be happy too, or he. And of course, there are parts of you and me and everyone that are extremely difficult, confusing. Maybe you have a problem with anger. Maybe you have a problem with depression. Maybe you see yourself as your own worst enemy in some ways. And even for that part of you, the part that may be hardest for you to appreciate, you can wish for that you happiness. And that you, the one that creates the most problems for you, the one that is the most difficult to get along with, the one that is the most confusing, to yourself and others is actually simply the part of you that is most wounded, that is most fragile and delicate and tender. So for that part of you that is so difficult, you can't figure out how you could possibly like that you. Look underneath what is unlikable, quote unquote, and see what has been hurt, and wish for that you happiness. I hope she will be happy, or he. And then in this final step, before we do our sitting practice, just imagine this glorious, complex, interesting, confusing, beautiful creature that is you, all of this complexity, and just rouse in your heart for this total being the wish for happiness. I hope all of me will be happy. Let's sit. Please begin your practice by relaxing. Let all of you land on the cushion or chair. Feel your sit bones pushing down through the cushion or chair. And feel the earth rise up to support you, whether you're sitting in the basement of your home or the 36th floor of a skyscraper. Nonetheless, the earth rises up to support you. The back is straight and strong. And the front body is soft and open. Let the shoulders relax. The palms can rest on the knees or just above the knees. The chin is tucked a little bit, basically so that it is parallel with the ground. The mouth is closed, but the teeth and lips can be slightly parted. Breath comes in and out through the nose, and the eyes remain open, and the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, 1.5 meters-ish. And the eyes remain open in this way because this is a practice of wakefulness, and it is difficult to be awake when your eyes are closed. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Feel your breath coming in on the inhale and flowing out on the exhale. say feel the breath, I mean something a little more than noticing the breath. Feel the breath coming in to the nostrils, expanding the torso, coming out through the nostrils, and the torso constricting a little bit. Feel all of that. And let your attention stay with this feeling of breathing. Your mind will want to come to the party by saying things like, I think you missed that one, or doing good, or this is boring, or this is really working. That's fine. All of these comments, as well as all other thoughts on any other topic, are completely fine. There's no effort to stop those things. Just, it's more like you see them as things that whiz by like cars on a highway. Just whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. But you're staying right here, planted on your seat, as these things just cruise by. Don't try to stop them. It'd be very distracting. Instead, just allow them to go by while you stay with this sense of breath. And should you lose this felt sense of breath, it's not a problem. In fact, it is fantastic to notice that that is what has happened, because poof, you just woke up. Then just let go of whatever you were thinking and come back to your breath and begin again. And as a reminder, if you've heard me say this before, there is an amount of times that you are welcome to come back per meditation session. And that amount is infinite. It has no end. You're allowed endless fresh starts. Thank you so much for your practice, and thank you for practicing together.